That's the group Pearl Django, and music from their brand new album titled Simplicity, a composition by guitarist Jim Lurch, who is also, Tim Lurch, also the composer of that tune, and guitar soloist Jim Char playing the rhythm guitar, David Lang accordion, Michael Gray violin, and Rick Lepinen on bass. Pearl Bop from the new album by Pearl Django, Simplicity. Glad we got that out there. Last week, it was the final tune in the program, and it got cut off for a news conference. You see the air quotes around that? Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We've got a couple of new things on today's program. We're going to be listening to a new one from Steve Tressler coming up a little later called Snowline Suite. And we also have one with Thomas Marriott, Trumpet Ship, it's called, with Orrin Evans Trio with Luke Curtis and Mark Whitfield. And along the way, we've got some music with Jay Thomas and Nancy King from Portland and a great one from Don Lanfear with Jay Clayton. Here's the new one, Thomas Marriott, newly issued. This actually was recorded in 2016 when this group was touring, had a day off, and decided to go into the studio. In 3 hours, they knocked out an album. It's Thomas Marriott on trumpet with Orrin Evans at the piano, Luke Curtis on bass, Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums. The whole album has a kind of a mid-60s vibe to it, but re-examined and refreshed. This is a piece called General Assembly, which was Wayne Shorter's version of Gil Evans' Time of the Barracudas. Here is this group with Thomas Marriott, Orrin Evans, Luke Curtis, and Mark Whitfield, and General Assembly.
Thank you. start to sing again. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me. Start to sing again that old melody. Thank you.
recorded around this time of year in 1988. That was Don Lanfear's sextet with Jay Clayton and Cole Porter's song, I Love You. I've always loved this arrangement because it sort of goes between rumbling thunder in the background to a sudden breakthrough of sunlight when Jay Clayton's voice comes in at the bridge. It's just a marvelous portrait of spring. Arrangement by Don Lanfear, who was heard on soprano sax and tenor. And John Pugh was the trombonist, Jeff Hay. I beg your pardon. John Pugh on cornet, Jeff Hay on trombone, Mark Seals piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Dean Hodges on drums from the Don Lanfear Sextet album Go Again. Before that was a tune from Thomas Marriott's newly issued recording titled Trumpet Ship. We heard a piece called General Assembly, which was actually a Wayne Shorter composition based on something by Miles Davis and Gil Evans called Time of the Barracuda. Thomas Marriott on trumpet with Orrin Evans at the piano, Luke Curtis bass, Mark Whitfield on drums from the new Origin album Trumpet Ship. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie. Here's a new one from Steve Tressler, tenor saxophonist and clarinetist. And he's heard here with a trio which first got together at Banff, I believe, out of Denver. Annie Booth, the pianist, with Patrick McDevitt on bass and Alejandro Castaño on drums. And this is actually an EP. It's about half the length of a normal CD. But some really good music in here, including a six-movement suite called the Snowline Suite. Steve Tressler grew up between the Cascades and the Olympics, and this is his view musically of some of those experiences, backpacking, skiing, and snowshoeing in the mountains. This is a piece called Dancing with Gravity. Very interesting piece in the way time is sort of suspended in here and the way this works. Steve Tressler on tenor sax, his composition with the Annie Booth Trio from the Snowline Suite, Dancing with Gravity. Thank you. recorded in 2001, recently, I guess, reissued because it's continuing interest in this recording. Brent Jensen on alto sax, The Sound of a Dry Martini, a salute to Paul Desmond, alto saxophonist, who had that wonderful feathery lyric sound. And he wrote some good tunes, too. That was one of them, called Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, Wendy, the woman's name. Interesting album because it's recorded with guitar, not piano, which is what Paul Desmond did when he didn't play with Dave Brubeck. He made several albums with Jim Hall and also Ed Bickert, the great Canadian guitarist. And this, in that flavor, has Jamie Finley on guitar, Zach Matthews bass, Dean Koba on drums, Brent Jensen on alto sax, and Paul Desmond's tune, Wendy. Before that, a tune from the Snowline Suite, the third movement of the six-movement suite by Steve Tressler, who was heard there on tenor sax, that was called Dancing with Gravity. With the Annie Booth Trio out of Denver, Annie Booth on piano, Patrick McDevitt on bass, Alejandro Castaño on drums, from the Snowline Suite. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie. Here's music from Jay Thomas's latest effort. This is called Summons to Appear, recorded just last year. Jay Thomas on trumpet. Matt Wilson is on the drum set here. Michael Glenn on bass. John Hansen on piano. And Milo Peterson on guitar. From the album High Crimes and Misdemeanors, here's Jay Thomas and Matt Wilson and company. Beautiful ballad by Horace Silver, Lonely Woman. Thank you.
Under the hide of me, there's always such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through until you let me spend my life making love to you every night and day.
Nancy King singing with Randy Porter at the piano, John Watala bass, and Todd Strait on drums from the album Porter Plays Porter, with Nancy King singing Night and Day by Cole Porter. Before that, from the album Summons to Appear, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Matt Wilson on drums, and Michael Glenn, John Hansen, and Milo Peterson rounding out the group, Horace Silver's great tune, Lonely Woman. Time for just one more. This one goes back to 1962 at the Penthouse in Seattle. On stage, two great tenor saxophonists, Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Live at the Penthouse with Horace Parlin piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Art Taylor at the drums, Blues Up and Down.
Thank you.
Well, burn-in performance from a radio broadcast live at the Penthouse in Seattle back in 1962. Lockjaw Davis and Johnny Griffin, the two tenor saxophonists. Lockjaw was up first, then Johnny Griffin, followed by Horace Parlin on piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. What a great pulse Buddy Catlett laid down. Blues Up and Down, live at the Penthouse. I'm Jim Wilkie. That wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much for listening. We have a podcast available at jazznw.org or knkx.org. You can stream the program anytime at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.